Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. What a great show with Mr. Kevin Keller, our good buddy from West Coast Marine, the Parker and Yamaha dealer for Southern California, talking some amazing fishing and some pretty amazing boats. And boy, are we giving away a good price.
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, not only are we having all kinds of fun talking about the best boats out there, those Parker boats, we've also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller. That's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Surf Riders, an awesome pair, one of our most popular pairs that we sell down at Fisherman's Air. Surf Riders with that great black and blue frame. It's the neutral gray lens, the super thin glass, so you have the advantage of a glass lens, which I'm all for. I think that I wouldn't have anything else other than a Maui Jim glass.
Super thin, lightweight.
The nice thing about those particular lenses is they're very lightweight, just slightly heavier than a polycarbonate lens. But if you're a fisherman like we are, yes, I know if the Maui Jim guy was sitting here right here, they would say you never want to clean your glass with anything other than a cleaning cloth.
Yeah.
But let's face it, we're fishermen, and that's what we do. And when you get salt and spray, you lick your finger, you run it across the lens, you wipe it off with your T-shirt, you don't pay the price with having a glass pair of Maui Jims like you do with some of the other brands
of
glasses.
Even though the polycarbonates made by Maui Jim have that incredible scratch resistant, glass is still better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the other ones. They're great, but you want a glass lens if you're a fisherman. And that's the beauty of those super thin glass lenses. You get the weight of a polycarbonate darn near, but, you know, for fishermen. We wipe our glasses down with our T-shirt all the time. So anyways, somebody's getting that awesome pair of Surf Riders from Maui Jim. It's a great pair of glasses, and I know somebody's going to be very, very stoked.
Very happy. Hey, I want to remind you, we do have two spots available, only two, on our 3-day, two spots available on our 4-day Whalers Cove trip in August. It's an incredible trip. And the airfares to Juneau right now, lowest I've ever seen in all the years that we've ever done. You know why? Because Delta's flying in there now.
Yeah, it's competition.
It's competition. So you want to check those out. Whalers Cove, such a great opportunity. You can go on a 3-day with Ricky or a 4-day with me. Either option, or you can go 7 days because there's two
like that option.
You go the 3 and 4 back to back. But either way, you will not be sorry visiting Whalers Cove. All of our other Alaska trips are sold out. Kingfisher's way sold out. Katmai Lodge is way sold out. We're already looking at booking people in 2017 on both those trips as well as Whalers Cove. But these were sold out. A couple spots opened up. So check our website on our trips page, hookup1090.com, go to the trips page, all the details are there, and come join us at Whalers Cove this coming August. You will love it.
That's right.
All right, time for the catch report.
You got it, man, and our fishdope.com report is starting off with a man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete and Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. I mean, Mark.
You're Kevin. What's up, Mark?
Hey, man. Well, you know, it's been an interesting week for the private boaters. There's been some pretty good catches made as well as a couple developing stories that are well worth keeping an eye on. We'll get to that in a minute. Water's cool, but it's been stable, and it's got the local bass, both the calico bass and the sand bass, really biting good here this week. We had nice weather and quite a bit of guys out there chasing around. It was pretty fun fishing along the lower edge of Palos Verdes there, little structure spots right outside the kelp line, hard bottom spots off Huntington Beach, the pipe down there out in front of the Santa Ana River mouth and artificials in that same zone. That's all been biting. And, you know, I wrote a whole book about how to fish those things, guys. Look up 2 and 20 fathoms. They'll teach you how to do it. But those bass, they've been biting the anchovies. They're biting squid on a leadhead, traditional wintertime stuff, and then biting on the plastic. Man, it was good fishing. But, you know, it's still winter. The water's cool, so you're fishing kind of low and kind of slow. And give them a chance to start warming up with the springtime when they get up closer to the surface, tearing around a little bit more. But still winter fishing, but good fishing this week here. Catalina, it's been also an interesting week. Not too much on the sea bass just yet, but a little better sign on that yellowtail, the handful of fish backside east, but mostly backside west. on the deeper structure spots there, and not them big bombers we saw in the wintertime last year. It's more school-sized fish, but still fun fishing. And, you know, bass are biting a little bit. Bonita are biting over there also. And take note, guys, we've also got more traditional water conditions here, more conducive to the squid showing up. And it actually is. Now, there's no real volume yet. There's a few dabs here and there, but a little bit, you know, can be made for bait. And there's, you know, between the seals and the fin bait and the red crabs, I mean, you got a lot of competition in the water. There's a lot going on. But very good signal for sure that a little more squid is starting to show up. And as far as the sea bass situation goes, we're definitely seeing a little improvement there. You know, not big catches, just one here, one there, but it's mostly coastal, mostly good ones, you know. A lot of that fish is over 50 pounds, and you know, but one here, one there, all the way from Santa Monica Bay, Palos Verdes, and then scattered on down all the way to La Jolla. There's little bits and pieces of fish here and there. So the season's getting rolling, guys. But hey, I gotta caution you. Watch the weather. Next couple days, it's gonna be a little rude. Mother Nature's getting a
little
cranky there.
Rude. Yeah. Holy moly! Do not even think about going fishing tomorrow or the next day.
Don't go.
Yeah. Just don't go. It's not looking pretty.
Supposed to really breeze up tomorrow night, especially.
Yeah, for sure. Well, of course, you can keep track of all the goings-on. Fishdope.com is this place. Danny gets information from Mark and all the top guys. Post it year-round, 365 days a year. You can get a report for $169 a year. A year. What's that amortized out to a day? It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's
pretty darn cheap.
Too cheap not to get it, that's for sure.
So you want $20 off that new membership, you use the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Fishdope.com is the spot. And how do we find you, Mark?
We're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is 714-840-4262. And if you guys stop by quickly, you can see what's probably going to be the most famous bait tank in the world being installed on what's going to be the most famous center console boat in the world here.
We're waiting to see that.
That's the new bait tank that Rick and Neil are putting on their boat, right?
That's it, buddy. Coming soon.
Wow. It's sitting right there at Pacific Edge?
It's been sitting there for actually several months. We got it done a long time ago, and Ricky's been too busy fishing, so we are worried about putting it on. We're just using it to sell other tanks. It's no problem, man.
Perfect. There you go.
Wind and rain is coming, so we're hightailing up to Pacific Edge to go get that sucker strapped on. We can't wait, Mark. And, you know, that's one thing we were talking about Parker Boats and, the beauty of having a big open cockpit is they're the perfect spot to shove a big Pacific Edge tank, and I know that's exactly what we're doing.
Absolutely. You're going to love this thing. It's going to be looking good. So I think we're going to be able to get it done this week here, too. So
can't wait, Mark. We'll see you this week.
Okay, you got it, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
All right, let's head on down to San Diego now and talk to Marcos from the radio. Marcos, good morning.
Are you Marcos from the radio?
That would be me, yes.
What's up, Marcos? What's going on at Seaforth?
A little slow this week, especially on those half days there. They're getting out as much as they can, catching a little bit of bass. A little bit of sculpin in the mix there, some sand bass, calico bass. So a little slow on the half day. You know, the weather's not helping there, and they're getting kind of inconsistent. But we're just going to keep riding those, and hopefully that picks up a bit there. The three-quarter day trips getting out are doing pretty well. The Pacific Voyager on Thursday, 17 anglers had 43 yellowtail and 85 rockfish. The Pacific Voyager yesterday, 23 anglers had 8 yellowtail, 5 bonita, about a dozen lingcod, some barracuda, bass, some other bottom fish. So pretty good fishing there. He's back out there today braving the early weather there, and hopefully he brings back some more fish for us. The San Diego will be back online the 13th. The Pacific Cordage will be a little spotty in between there as far as availability, but definitely check the website. And then also the Eclipse, they went online for a couple day and a half coming up here in February, so definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our half days, we have our three-quarter days, except the San Diego, and a lot of people have been asking about that. They're said it'll be back on the 13th, and then we have a couple day and a half up there, so definitely check that out, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We're happy to answer any questions you guys have and get you out there fishing.
Right on, Marcos. Great going on. And certainly, the Voyager did, or the Super Voyager did a great job filling in for San Diego while they were gone. But I'm sure you guys are very excited to have those guys back online. Nobody, Ornish did an awesome job. Nobody does those islands like Captain Ryan Boston. It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, when you run, to your straight, you're going to get pretty good at it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Awesome. Well, Marcos, a great report as always. We appreciate everything. Look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right, our Northern Baja fishing report from our buddy Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Very good.
Yeah, I'm a two-time Parker boat owner and a regular customer from West Coast Marine for years. So I've
Excellent.
Always loved the Parkers and referred to them as the saltwater pickup truck.
There's a great description right there.
Yeah.
So, hey, the report down in Baja, you know, a lot of that weather still heading down there, a little bit of wind and some swell, but starting at the bottom of Mag Bay, you know, there's very small showing, a smaller yellowfin tuna. Some wahoo, smaller wahoo, 15 to 20 pounds, but inside the bay, pretty much everything going on from spotted bay bass, trigger, pargo, corvina, halibut, moving up to mulahay, Bahia Concepcion. Weather's been real nice down there, and as I said last week, that Yellowtail Derby is coming up. They're having a tournament, and if you're interested in finding out more about that, there's a captain's meeting February 17th, and if you go to Gary Graham's spot on Bloody Decks, you can get some information about the schedule.
Nice.
Up at La Bocana, there's been good showing of all yellowfin tuna, yellowtail, bonita, skipjack on the outside, inside everything, again, you name it, from pompano, pargo, grouper, calico, sand bass. And there was one yellowtail caught on the inside there on iron, 35 feet of water, 50-pound yellowtail right outside of the harbor there.
Whoa, nice.
And Bahia Asuncion, a lot of wind and some swell there. Nobody getting out, but the yellowfin tuna and yellowtail are there. Bay of L.A., not much to report, a little bit of wind. Going to be hit and miss this time of year there, but you can plan on finding the fish when the weather settles down. San Quintin still going very strong, and I think San Quintin all the way up to the Coronados again. Good showing of yellowtail, big bonita in the mix, occasional rockfish and lingcod mixed in as well. So get on down there. I don't know. I guess I hadn't heard yet this morning what they're doing in Colonnette, but I guess we'll get a report from what they're doing on the day and a half and two and a half days.
Oh, yeah, I know there. Pacific Queen's down there checking it out. And, Rick, of course, if somebody wants great information, you want to talk fishing or finances, Rick is our guy, Sport Fishing Financial. You're going to be at both Fred Hall shows, right?
Absolutely, both Fred Hall shows. Looking forward to it. And you can find us on the web, sportfishingfinancial.com, or on the landline, 949-481-1807.
All right, you want some guidance on how you can make proper investments to buy that Parker boat.
Exactly.
Rick is our man, for sure. He knows how to do it. Hey, go ahead.
I tell you guys, you know, talk about economical. I keep my boat in a slip with a Parker, and you know, if I caught about 2.3 fish per trip, it paid for itself. So that's the economical way to go.
That's a numbers man right there.
No, yep. Hey, thanks, Rick, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
See you, Rick.
Okay, guys.
All right, appreciate that. That is our catch report. I want to mention, you know, Gary Schiebler, our good buddy, Thursday Night Fishing Club, came out with a new CD. It's called Baja Dreams. You're going to hear some of it right here on Let's Talk Hook Up. I got a little pre-copy of Baja Dreams, and Gary will be premiering that at the upcoming Fred Hall show.
Nice.
So be coming out there. Check out ThursdayNightFishingClub.com, and you can hear some songs from the new CD from Thursday Night Fishing Club. It's called Baja Dreams.
Nice.
I like it, for sure.
Look forward to hearing that at Fred
Hall.
Yeah.
I want to also mention, too, Western Outdoor News last couple weeks here has been kind of Parker Central, right, Kevin?
There was nice. A few pictures of some Parkers on there. There was an outboard engine insert in the magazine, and then the front cover had a couple of color pictures of one was Doug Boone's boat called Boontang, and with him hooked up with a bent rod, and then there was another picture of four Parkers up at Santa Cruz Island, and they were all light blue hulls.
Nice.
And then Ricky even made it in it with a great big old wahoo that he and Doug caught
on
Doug Boone's boat. Yeah. So yeah, there was
check that out in Western Outdoor News. It was last week, right?
Two Fridays ago.
Two Fridays ago.
I think that they got us on the wahoo total this year too. I think Doug and Nick combined, I think they had 19. I think they hooked 19 or 20 wahoo for the season and ended up with I think 13 or 14 on the deck, something like that.
And theirs is a 25-20 Parker.
25-20 Pilot House.
Yep.
Pilot House.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It obviously gets bit.
Oh my God!
there's a fish magnet in all those parkers that we put in there.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
It's included at no extra charge.
No extra charge. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty powerful one too.
Absolutely. and Doug kept sending me pictures of all these wahoo, and it's just as they get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's like. Yeah, he did catch a lot of them.
That boat is so dialed. I know that it got all rigged through you guys, and it is just it's perfect.
There's
Southern California fishing boat. It's just perfect.
There's three Simrad screens on that boat, and autopilot, and steering up above, and a big old tank, and yeah, he did it right.
There you go. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it, man. Well, jam-packed they definitely are, and why don't we talk to Hills, who's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hills, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Hills?
Real good.
Hey, Kevin, I was really interested hearing about the hull designs, and I was wondering if you could possibly talk a little bit more about it. Like, what I was thinking about was how one time on my way home from surfing on this guy's friend's Bayliner, like a 25 pilot house, that how scary it was coming down swell, and it was rough, and that thing wanted to broach, and I wonder if that was a deep, and then compared to I was able to go on fish with Brandon on the 2320, and that thing, it was not rough, but it ran so good, and is so. Just to clarify, is the Parker a modified V?
The Parkers have both. The Deep Vs, which was like Brandon's boat, that was a 21-degree dead rise hull. And you can get other models in a modified V. The 25 will come in a modified V if you want, the 2520, or the center consoles, the 23 center console or a 25 center console. Will also come in a modified V. Those, again, are just a flatter bottom boat, the modified V. As far as, different boats behaving differently in seas, it really depends on how high and the center of gravity is on them and what they want to do. I know I've been on other boats and they just, they feel uncomfortable. They chine walk at higher speeds. But it just seems like these Parkers, being that heavy, sturdy-built boat, they just have a low center of gravity. That fuel tank is large. It's right in the middle of the boat. And they just perform in most sea conditions. So whether you're going into it or running with it, you can trim the boat out to optimum levels that make it comfortable.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
One, two, three, go.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
You know, there's some big game coming up a week from tomorrow. I think it's called the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're ready for a Super Bowl party extraordinaire, there is one place you can really impress your friends, and that's a party tray from Point Loma Seafoods.
And you can just, the beauty of a party platter from Point Loma Seafoods is you can get it customized however you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you like. Sandwiches, sushi, all the
crab,
great. Oh, my
shrimp,
gosh. They do such a good
all
job.
That smoked fish. It's
yep.
The ultimate party platter. And all I can tell you is if you order a party platter from Point Loma Seafoods, your friends are going to walk in and go, wow.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then afterwards,
they're
going to talk about, man, that was the best Super Bowl party I ever went to,
no
man. Because they went to Point Loma Seafoods. And, while you're at Point Loma Seafoods, grab some fresh fish for dinner or a lunch.
Yeah, I mean,
some of those grilled shrimp tacos.
I'll tell you, for the quick and easy, every time I go to somebody else, if I'm going to a Super Bowl party, I always grab two bags of chips and one or two things of ceviche and their killer tuna salad. Every time, that's like the standard, hey, thanks for having us. Here's some killer foods from Point Loma Seafoods.
There you go. So many choices. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Brace yourself for the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four strokes. They're lighter, faster, stronger, smarter, and they're innovation award winners. These intimidating V6 300, 250, and 225 horsepower Predators are engineered to be offshore tough. Still, Yamaha's lightweight design makes these outboards up to 73 pounds lighter than 300 horsepower competitors. They're also faster and smarter than their peers. Up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM. Add all that to a powerful class-leading 4.2 liters of big bore V6 displacement and you have a definite competitive advantage. And now these offboards are available with the advanced precision of Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Power, precision, efficiency, reliability, the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four strokes. They're miles ahead of the competition, and they're at a dealer near you. Meet them today at your local Yamaha dealer. Helmmaster available with V6 is purchased only as part of new boat packages from Boat Builder Partners.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed, Rick. They want to talk to Kevin.
Yeah, they do.
Let's do it.
All right, man. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. How about this time we talk to Jim calling us from Oceanside. Jim, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, morning. I got another question here for Kevin. It's on hole design. Barker being an East Coast boat, a lot of East Coast boats are catamarans. Why don't they have any cats, and why don't we have more catamarans on the West Coast here?
Don't know exactly the answer for Parkers with catamarans. You know, I've ridden on a couple cats, and boy, they do have a different way in the sea. They you know, they kind of bounce from hull to hull. It's just a different ride. I guess you got to get used to it. But I think, you know, they're a nice stable platform, and they'd certainly have their place. But I don't know why Parker doesn't do that. They just
not their deal.
Right now, it's just not their deal. I'll
tell you why, because they do the monohull right. You know,
yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
I'm sure, you know, everybody has a preference in boats and setup and how they ride and how they don't. We went from a 19.5 Triumph that rode fine, and it rode, you know, plenty good for what it was. The difference in what we have now, I didn't even know that a private boat could ride like this does. You know, and I've been on plenty of parkers, but it's just different when you drive it and you're there every day. I'm still, every day we take that boat out, just blown away on what it can do. You know, we can now go at what would have been the maximum speed of our other boat, you know, which you wouldn't have attempted in you know, heavy, choppy weather. We can, that's like our cruising speed now in the new Parker. It's unbelievable.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Mike. He's calling from Allied Gardens. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, great show. Hey, Kevin, I want to ask you a question about transom mount, the standoff brackets, and the positive flotation and different aspects and accessories, if you could hit on that. And then another side note, Google the five planets that are available to see. If you guys are out early in the morning, that's a pretty cool thing to see.
Oh, we will be out early in the
morning. Oh, they're all lined up now?
Yeah, and when you start to see the planets when the sun starts to obscure the rest of the stars, and then all you see left is the planets.
Oh, way cool.
Yeah.
Got to look into that.
Good info.
So as far as transom mount and bracket mount or swim step mount, you know, it just it adds extra water line, and then it gives you a lot more deck space.
Yeah.
A lot of people say the ride's a little bit different because the engine's further aft.
Better or worse?
A lot of people say it's better. There's some people that don't like it, but you know, a lot of people say it's better. And I think that's because it effectively makes a longer water line. And anytime there's a longer water line on a boat, you're going to get a better ride theoretically. And
cool.
Now you know, on the big Parkers, the 25s, they have that walkthrough feature.
The transom door.
Transom door.
So cool. Love that.
So you can get out there and stand on that swim step and fight the fish and or get around the engines, which was kind of a deterrent on a couple years ago boats. It wasn't quite as easy, but now it's really easy to get around that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that we really dug on our boat that I know was new for Parker was, this will be a little bit harder to visualize over the radio, but as you can imagine, obviously your controls and your fuel and your lines and everything typically come out of the back of the transom and direct, you know, and hook up to your outboard. On ours, they come up through the bottom of the swim step. So it's a clear, easy pathway to stand on that. And with the door, when we're anchored up fishing yellows and sea bass and things, we literally keep the door open. And I can't tell you how many times we walk back there and yell things. Or it also gives you a really convenient spot to put your kill bag, because now there's no cables or anything that you would be pinching. So there's an open spot basically between the motor and the back of the transom where your kill bag slides into. So now think about, you know, having one of those 30 by 60 kill bags that's literally not even on the deck. It takes up zero space. I mean, the boat has a nice fish hold as it is, but that kill bag is huge, and it's just an easy spot to put it.
And plus, there's a swim step ladder underneath that swim step, that transom bracket.
Nice. So if you're gonna dive or jump.
Yeah, the divers can get out of the water easy and then transfer right in through the back door there.
Perfect.
Great feature.
Yeah, that is a great. And you said they may do it on the 23.
Rumors have that they're going to put that into production at some point on the 23 also. But right now it's on the 2520 XLDs, you know, the deep V version, and also the 2510 walkarounds and the 28. Same transom.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Chet. He's calling from Culver City. Good morning, Chet. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete,
Chet.
Rick, Kevin. I have a question for Kevin. I have a 23-foot Cuddy cabin with a 1998 Evinrude Johnson Ocean Pro 175, and I want to repower, but I'm afraid of the fuel. You know, they're talking about making it E15 with the alcohol, and that's a big investment.
That's a good question. Yeah, it's a very good question.
Yeah, I know there's. The marine industry is trying to fight that, and ethanol is a big issue with the engines and with the fuel tanks. So I don't know which way that's actually going to go. You know,
I can't imagine the size of the marine industry that they're going to allow them not to at least have some kind of a marine-grade fuel.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I mean, the downside may be that you're going to have to fill in the water. It's possible. I mean, if they all of a sudden at fuel, I'm just theorizing. It's all theory, right?
Yeah.
What if they do put this ethanol in? You know, maybe you have to do marine fueling or something. They have a separate one for marine. Who knows what?
It's up in the air now.
But it's a long ways away.
It's not going to happen now.
Huge legal fight. I think you still have plenty of years before you have to worry about that. What are you thinking about repowering with?
Well, I want to put a four-stroke, possibly a Yamaha. But, I'd also like to know how to deal with the weight, the extra weight, because, my two-stroke's fairly light.
Correct. I don't know whether there's any way to deal with exact weight of it. I know that these four-strokes have come down in weight since the older days. How big a two-stroke do you have now? How many horse?
It's a 175 Ocean Pro Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And it'd probably add about a little under maybe 200 pounds. And, I was thinking, could we possibly deal with maybe some ballast, throw in a water tank up front?
Well, I guess you could do that or put more chain on or something. But maybe even move your batteries. Where are the batteries?
Oh, in the back.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is you're going to eliminate
your oil.
50 pounds of oil back there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah, because there's all the tanks and the oil, reservoirs and that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
when we go from two stroke to four stroke up at the shop, I don't know whether that is a huge issue.
It's been a factor.
It really hasn't.
Yeah, I know when I had my 2310 Parker, I went from a two stroke to a four stroke. That was back when they were heavier, the four strokes. It was not a factor at all. But I'll tell you what, from an ease of use, eliminating that oil, the quietness, the fuel efficiency,
no smoke,
the torque, the everything else, the boat performed better, the boat, everything about it was
a positive.
A night and day, yeah. So the weight wasn't even a factor.
And just think about your added range that you're going to have, because you're so much more economical.
Oh, you're twice the fuel efficiency, four-stroke to two-stroke.
Yeah. All right, some good questions, though. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about next up, we talk to Doug, who's calling us from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I got two questions. With the high surf advisory, A, how's it going to affect the surf fishing? And two, but what about trying to get a boat out of a harbor right now? How bad would that be?
Well, I would say, Doug, if you're thinking about going surf fishing, don't.
Yes.
Number one.
Don't be standing on that brick wall.
No. And there are some harbors, Mission Bay being one and several others, that's a factor, especially at low tide. So if you have any question, just don't.
You got it, man.
Just don't take the chance. It's not worth it.
I launched a 21 Parker yesterday out of Cabrillo Beach, and there was a big surge, and it was interesting putting it in the water. And when the surge came in, I could just push it off the trailer. And likewise, when we hauled out, I didn't have to put the trailer in as far as I normally would. I'd just wait for the surge to come in, and I could grind it up. So be careful.
Living here in Southern California, we have too many nice days. So,
you're right, man.
And I know maybe it doesn't correspond with your day off or something like that, but, when in doubt, just don't do it.
Play with your fishing tackle, put a coat of wax on the boat, do something. But today's
this weekend.
Probably not the time. I mean, today's fine. Today's perfectly fine.
Today's fine.
Fishing
just
this afternoon.
The entrance of the harbor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Next up, Jeff calling from Costa Mesa's on the line. What's up, Jeff? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning there, Kevin. You're my neighbor there.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm going to give a plug out to my buddy, Tony Domani.
Oh, good.
Black and Blue Sport Fishing. And
he got his boat back.
Yeah. We can talk about that one, too, huh?
Yeah.
It got stolen, and fortunately, his wife put it on Facebook and all that, social media. Otherwise, the cops that found the guys
in
Long Beach Harbor, they said they never would have probably found the boat.
Yeah, I guess there was somebody coming back or going to Catalina, and the guys that stole it were coming back And they recognized the boat. Of course, it was the only blue-hulled Parker, you know, in an extended cabin on the world on the West Coast. Anyway, right. Yeah, they alerted the sheriff, and the sheriff picked him up at the launch ramp. I guess it was a couple Asian guys that were running fuel offshore to some drug operation or something.
And they stole the boat in the water? It was in the water?
No, they stole the boat out the launch ramp at Dana in the parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how
pretty
dumb
brave.
Do you have to be to? I mean, there yeah. there are thousands of killer white and off-white colored Parkers. What on earth would you do taking a blue one? You know, that thing sticks out like a sore thumb.
Not real smart.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool that he got his boat back. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it would be I got my Maui Jims about 2 weeks ago. I was doing some work on a 3-story house. And they fell off the roof and probably busted into 30 different pieces. But when you said the black and blue framed Maui Jims, and I'm like, wow, the black and blue, that's too coincidental today. We got
to
call in.
Right on.
Maybe today's your day.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, this is amazing, Rick. There were just two cancellations on our Let's Talk Hookup April fly down flyback trip on the Royal Star.
Oh, no way. 11-day
fly down flyback. It gets booked like 2 years in advance.
Exactly.
They're already, I mean, we're looking at May 2017, and that trip's like almost booked up. But this is this year, April 2016, 11-day fly down flyback on the Royal Star. Awesome trip, going to be hosted by the man,
the Iron Man.
The Iron Man himself, big halibut man. And big tuna man, everything else. Two cancellations came through on that trip on the Royal Star. So give Tracy a call, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. You can book it right online. But that is a tremendous opportunity if you ever wanted to go catch big tuna on a short tour trip.
That's exactly.
That's unbelievable.
It's very unique in that it's an 11-day fly down, fly back. And keep in mind, you've got your weekends in there also. So this is... this is a trip that, you know, basically gives you the same fishing time as a, you know, as like a traditional 16 or 17 day trip would, but you're basically missing a week of work,
right.
You know, for getting to do what you would normally take you 16 or 17 days to accomplish. So,
you load the boat in San Diego, 3 days later you fly to Cabo San Lucas, the boat's sitting there waiting for you, you get on the boat, you go fishing for 11 days, go back to Cabo San Lucas. 3 days later, the boat meets you with your fish and your gear back in San Diego.
It's awesome.
Doesn't get any simpler than that.
No ride down, very more importantly, no ride home,
yep.
and it's a limited load trip. The whole thing about it, like you say, that it's one of the most popular trips, and it sells. These trips typically
they don't do that very many.
They
trips.
Typically sell out as soon as the trip returns because everybody goes again, and then the few spots that are left over got snatched up. This thing has been sold out for months and months and months, and just. Very cool opportunity, and the big ones are biting right now. It's very good fishing down below.
Oh, yeah. So call Tracy at Royal Star Sport Fishing or just book online, RoyalStarSportFishing.com, and get one of those last two spots.
No doubt. Let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Tony calling us from Claremont this morning. Hi, Tony. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Got a Parker 1801, and now I've got a little family and stuff, so I'm looking to have a little place for them to get away, and we're on the way out there. And I was listening earlier, and you guys said that that Parker discontinued the 2310, the boat that that Pete had. So I'm wondering, did they also discontinue the 2110, or do you guys have that? And if you do you have any in stock? And are they transom or bracket, or what's the deal on the 2110s?
The 2110s were discontinued quite a few years ago.
Okay.
And then just, I think, 2 years ago, the 2310 was discontinued.
Sure.
Who knows? At some point in time, they might, you know, bring it back. You never know.
It's because the 2320, which is the little short cabin, became really popular, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pilot house version is very popular. The only walk around now in the inventory is the 2510. So
there's no 2120 anymore.
Yeah,
either?
No, they have a 2120.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they still have that, and that's a transom mounted engine, and they did upgrade the transom this last year where it's got a little well there so that. Any water that might splash in over the transom is contained. And then they put a little bait tank in that area, and also made the seats in the corners a little bit more user friendly. So yeah, that model's still available, 2120, and it is transom mounted, which saves a little bit on the cost, keeps the cost down.
Yeah, and also, you know, it size wise too. If you have to park the boat somewhere, you're cutting off 5 feet,
yeah,
something like that.
Uh huh.
Yeah, off the boat.
Yeah, and then you and even that, you can also you know, don't get the bow pulpit option if you need to, you know, to keep the length down.
Down, yeah.
You know, in a slip arrangement or, you know, the side yard or whatever.
So 5.5 weeks, Fred Hall, Long Beach. Which models are you going to have there?
I think we will have a 2120, probably the 2510, a 2520 that I'm building a custom bow rail going higher on the already high West Coast bow rail.
I'd say, yeah.
And making it a little bit further aft, and my custom sliding door for that 2520.
Yeah. Your custom sliding
door. Well, it's one that I kind of helped develop with my guy that fabricates it, but I fished with my buddy on his 2520 for the last 10 years. So I kind of, you know, that swing door that kind of gets in the way. So I kind of made this the sliding door that gets everything out of the way, and it's just more space friendly.
And it doesn't bang and crash.
and you can actually stack stuff in front of it.
Is that an option?
That's an option. It's something we make here.
Oh, you make
not
it right
at the
here.
Factory.
All right.
Yeah, it's made here.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, we were talking about big fish down below, and there's nobody better to talk to than the man, Captain Jeff DuBois, calling us from the Indy right now. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, Rick and Pete. How are y'all doing?
Hey, terrific.
Great.
Tell us about your trip.
Well, we'll be in the morning, and we were out on a Seeker 15-day. And, you know, still very good fishing down below there, rolling right along. Even though we arrived right on the full moon, which I'm not a huge fan of beginning a trip on the full moon. But we had a couple decent days, and then we made a move out to the bank, and the fishing down at the bank was really good. Really good fishing at the bank there. There's some wahoo around there as well as the buffer zone. And the overall grade is the most important thing is the slot size down there in the buffer zone as well as the bank. It just seems like one after another, like 140 to 180s, a lot of 150, 160, 170s, like cookie cutter, you know. Just the average fish down there is every one of them's a good one. It's just really good fishing this year. All methods working, you know, man bait, chunk, of course, a sardine, and some days you pick all day, and then the late hit is when you really make your day. But overall, you know, rolling right along, really, really good fishing down there. Chance at a big one or two every day as well. So really good year,
wow.
I must say.
Oh, man, that's cool,
man.
Jeff.
Sounds
are you
so
kidding me?
Fun. Like the average. And did you get some over two, Jeff?
Yeah, we got four or five there.
Nice. But just
four
lots
or five
of
and a few that might miss. But just the overall grade's really something, you know.
That's
where,
crazy.
You know, your bread and butter sometimes, you know, that bread and butter fish might be 70 to 130s, you know, during the day. But the bread and butter, at least down at the bank there, the bread and butter was like a 140 or 150, you know.
Oh my
man.
Gosh, that's
unbelievable.
Awesome.
Well, that sounds great. How's your weather look for the next 12 hours here coming up the line, or 24 hours, shall we say?
You know, we've had a little bit of wind coming home here, get the windows wet. And right now we are 190 miles from the point. It's good weather. And I think the sooner we get this thing tied up, the better off everyone's going to be
looking
at the weather.
No doubt about it. Of course, being on the big rig, the Independence.
Yeah, it's not a bad rig to be on.
That's a good boat to be on if there's a little weather, right?
Yeah, yeah. Glad to be on a big boat here. So, You know, we are leaving on another seeker trip on the 6th, and again, we had a cancellation or two, and we have, like, two spots open. It's a limited load, leaves on the 6th, and whatever, 15 days after that when it gets in. So check it out. If you're thinking about it, give Judy a call, 619-226-6006, and you know, I don't know. Now, this is a good year to try it.
No doubt.
About it.
Yeah,
no
good
doubt.
Fishing for sure. All right, independentsportfishing.com. Get on that trip. Very rare opportunity to get on a spot that usually books 2 or 3 years in advance. So, Jeff DuBois, thanks a lot. Appreciate that from the Independents, and safe travel home. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's try and sneak in one more call. Jeff and Santee, just about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Really enjoying the show this morning.
Thank you.
This question is a little off base from your subject this morning, but hey, I was wondering, do you guys ever receive reports from fishing down in San Felipe? I took a couple of buddies down there. We actually went down there on a camping trip. Just had a great time catching corvina. So yeah, my main question is, do you guys ever get any feedback or reports from fishing down there?
Well, our Northern Baja reporter Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial stays in touch with the people. So you might check sportfishingfinancial.com, get his email, shoot him an email, or give him a call. He'll have some inside info on that. And also the Longfin up in Orange. Call Eric and the boys up at the Longfin. They, of course, run Tony Reyes and have an inside scoop on that San Felipe fishing there. So hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand-new pair of Maui Jims. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all 5 species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half.
three-quarter and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Big winner, Maui Jim Sunglasses, the Surf Riders, going to Mike in Allied Gardens. Mike, congratulations. Not a better pair of glasses than those new Maui Jims.
Yes, indeed.
You are going to be stoked.
Yeah, Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine, the Parker dealer, Yamaha dealer. We're so proud to have you be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and glad that you got Ricky into a really nice boat. And Neil, that's going to be an awesome deal. Somebody wants to get their own Parker, check out all the details. How do we find West Coast Marine?
Best place, probably westcoastmarine.com, really easy. We're in Costa Mesa on Newport Boulevard, just by Hogue Hospital.
Uh-huh.
Phone number up there, the office is 949-515-2822. Or just email me, kevin@westcoastmarine.com.
Yeah.
That's probably the easiest way.
Okay. And you're going to have a forum on BD Outdoors. You have a forum now on BD Outdoors.
Yeah, we just
talk about that.
Yeah, we just started our own forum on Bloody Decks, and it's under the boat forums. Only one there.
Yeah.
So
guys like Rick and Neil and Brandon Hayward and Dwayne Diego, they're going to report on that forum, fish reports and stuff like that.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
On BD Outdoors.
We're doing all the rigging with our boat right now. I'm going to update some pictures, show the boat, how it sits right now, all the things we're going to do. It's going to be fun. It's going to be something fun to follow.
That's kind of all things Parker on our sponsored forum.
And you can probably link that right on your website, too.
Yes.
All right.
That'll get right to us. So.
All right, Kevin. Thanks very much. Appreciate you being here today.
It's a pleasure.
We appreciate you being here tomorrow morning, too. 7 to 9 a.m., Steve Pienaard and John White from Dana Landing going to be right here talking fishing and a lot more. Stay tuned tomorrow morning, 7 to 9. We'll see you back here on the Mighty 1090.
Have you heard the news?